Experts estimate that there are probably less than 200 first-rate comedy writers and not even 100 top-flight comedians in America.
Man don't live off of the hype, huh? Real thing, eh?
All right, you guys. I'm going to bring up your next comic. He's a good friend of mine. The only other like sexy man I'll allow to wear a fedora around me. ladies and gentlemen, give it up for Mr. Ian Ellis. What's happening, guys?
What's up?
Gather up my. I'm just gonna move over here because this is like where everybody's at. I love Joe DeGan. He keeps turning over there. It's Drucky. He doesn't need to hear your jokes. He doesn't care. It's an intimate show. If you guys don't like me, I will remember your face. I know exactly who's not laughing and who's talking to their friend. It's okay. I don't blame you. I have a hat just like Joe DeGan. My wife bought it for me, and it disturbed me because I think she has a crush on Joe DeGan. It's not appropriate to dress me like your crushes. I'll make you go to work in a cheerleader uniform. No, baby, that's what you look adorable in. My wife is here. She went over there. You know which one she is. She has braces.
Still hot.
She is. That's why I married her. It's not the only reason. Be real. I like braces because I like lingerie for teeth. Every time she smiles, I'm like, oh, baby, you got dressed up for me. She was like, I'm going to be getting them off soon. And I was like, but then who's going to be getting me off? Gorgeous woman with regular teeth? Not why I married you. My wife is great. We work together. She's a barista. I sling chicken. You guys ever like, you know what I could really go for? A double espresso and a chicken wing. Swing on by and see us. We're the only place on the planet that can meet your needs. It's great for a hangover. Get you feed your belly. Into chicken and waffles and lattes with no soy milk. My girlfriend, she also makes crepes. Another day she spilled the batter all over herself. So I made sure everybody went by to see my battered wife.
Statistically, one in three.
American black man goes to jail in their life. It's like a really alarming statistic, because it means that police definitely know how to arrest black people without using bullets. But for whatever reason, they choose not to. And people are mad, but the group I haven't heard from is the prison industrial complex. I figured they'd be the first one to stand up and say, quit killing all our free labor. We've got a lot of license plates to start pressing up. You keep killing all our good black people, you sons of bitches. You guys know that I have a prescription for Adderall. It's not my prescription. I just have possession of it, so it's not I. A lot of people, like, when they drink and do drugs, they're doing it to get fucked up. Like, I'm already fucked up. When I do drugs, I'm just trying to get some quiet so I can get away from me for a little bit. I feel like they have a better joke than I have.
No, it's you. It's all you. It's all you.
What is it?
You. You're
dumb. Now you sound like my wife. Upset. It's you. In your look, in your voice, the income you bring home. For the love, it's you! Be a better husband! Damn it, I'm sorry. I wish I could be Batman. People take drugs and try to find themselves. I'm always like, how the fuck did you lose you? I tried everything. I've tried drugs and alcohol. I can't get rid of me. It seems like I'm pretty much fucking stuck. And so is my wife. Just under that note card. Okay, so they just had what happened in Hinsdale South. Did you hear about that?
Yeah.
Going from high school.
Kid, Nazis, guns, all that crap.
A very concise summary. Zombies, UFOs, you don't know? It was breaking news! This kid was gonna be a shooter. All he caught him, he decided to make a Snapchat story the day before. There's pictures of him with guns, like, looking forward to school tomorrow! Can't wait for lunch! Nobody show up for assembly. I'm glad they caught him. It's fucked up. I'm like, school's only been back for like a month and a half. How bad are these bullies? I can't imagine bullying somebody so bad that a month and a half later they're ready to grab a gun. Was it on the syllabus? Was there like a PTA meeting where they're like, normally we don't do this. But this kid stinks, okay? We're all gonna go out of our way to fuck up his life. These kids, they still gotta go back to school, that's fucked up. Imagine if you're on the yearbook committee. What do you vote him most likely to do? I would definitely use his mugshot for his yearbook picture. In fact, I'd probably make it a full page spread. Some really dark laughs. It's fucked up because I'm from Colorado. So I get to grow up right down the street from Columbine. And I moved here to Illinois. And so they started my school year. They're like, hey guys, let's talk about school shooters. Also, here's a new kid from Denver, Colorado. Run, you hide, and you fight. Those are your options. In case you fucking retard. You're like, gunshots? I should make a friend. It sounds like somebody that needs a hug. Run, you hide, and fight. went into the description of the shooter. You know, it's usually a white guy, 30s, loner that hates his job. I was like, are they looking at me? Like a live telecopter. Told my boss about it, and I was like, hey man, this is weird. I think I fit the description. He's like, we've noticed. He just wants you to know, in case you think about anything, we've definitely been watching you. Colorado, one of the first things I noticed when I got here is that people in Illinois like use a lot of extra S's at the end of their words. And my buddy was like, hey man, let's go to Jules. I was like, you mean Osco? He's like, yeah man, let's go to Osco's. How many fucking grocery stores are we going to, man? Make a list. Let's try and knock this out in one go. I didn't know if it would work because you guys seem like you might not even know any. And if you check, there are like people. If you do, there's certainly plain old black people.
Oh. Plain old black people.
I'm sure you guys are fucking stupid jokes. What does he believe in? We're talking about Trump. My only thing about Trump is like, the first person that heard he wanted to be president and didn't laugh, that dude needs to be slapped in the face. Because he gave him the confidence to pull this horse shit off. You guys know what the difference is between a fetus and a woman? Republicans don't care about women.
Sticker. I knew he had trouble.
you be honest, is anybody in your car currently wearing blackface? Pretty sure that I smelled Axe cologne coming out of the trunk as I walked up. That up, and I don't want everybody to go to jail, but if a Mexican pops out, I'm locking up your whole family. Guys, my name's Ian Ellis, I love you, goodbye.
When it comes to those dinosaurs, is when it comes to velociraptors, not only can they open doors, they fucking walk through them. That's what's sketchy. I don't know. Also, spot on velociraptor impression. Anyone else? Holy shit! It's gonna haunt my nightmares. Just, I couldn't even do it. I tried. I was like, I was sitting there back. How is he doing? Cloaca? Is that what it is? A cloaca? Or is that like one of those butt things on chicken? I don't know what I'm saying. Could be that.
Why is it so difficult for a new comedian to get recognized? Because of that thing we were talking about, rejection. Very few people have the guts to stick to it in the face of rejection and unemployment and poverty, all the bad things. But if you can make it, the riches are so rewarding, but that's life. Anything that's worth this much is very difficult to do or to attain. It means you made an extra effort. That's why it's worth so much.
I'm way better than you as a human being.
Was that a tell line?
No, I don't know. Did I just steal a joke just then?
No. A line in life. Where, you know how he shits on his act all the time?
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. And I think he's shitting on his act based on how much better he's gotten.
Right.
So then he's like, now at this new, like, way beyond A-plus level.
Right.
This is only A-minus material.
Right.
So it's like, eh. But it's like, you know, 15 years ago, that would have been like, you would have been, like, killed for those jokes.
Man. Right, right.
But then somebody, he was driving home, and somebody was like, I think it might have been Sam Morrill, it might have been somebody driving back from somewhere. And he was like, that joke sucked. Like, what do you mean, man? You're so good. He goes, well, I'm better than you guys.
Right. That was a funny moment with Louis. Did I tell you the Louis story? I was criticizing a Chris Rock joke to Louis, and then Louis texted
Chris Rock
to tell him. Yeah.
So was, you were criticizing it?
Yeah.
What?
He quoted it. Yeah, I called it one of the worst bits ever perpetrated on the American people. And then Louis was like, wait, I just want to get that quote right. And I was like, oh, don't text him. He's like, no, it's too late. I'm doing that. And then we ended up getting like a debate about the joke. And then in the middle of the debate, I was like, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I'm better than Chris Rock. And Louis was like, I know you're not. And I know you're not. which was fun. But I did have a moment with Louis being like, yeah, you're not. You're damn right you're not better than Chris Rock. There is a moment of your ego that's like, well, why is that guy better than me?
But you said something. I think I saw an article of maybe it was Esquire. There was an article where you were talking about how you thought the state of comedy itself was kind of declining a little bit. Or, like, you had some criticisms about the state of comedy, and I think some of it had to do with maybe the kind of confessional style that's...
This is what Rich Schneider told me, and I don't watch comedy very much. I don't watch young people do comedy. Rich Schneider was telling me, you know, what they do now is confessional comedy, and... I went to a club and I watched the comedian and I understood what he was talking about. Like, you know, they would say, oh my God, they got molested when they were a kid and you know, without going into names, like, if you have, like I saw a one woman show once by a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And,
just one?
Yeah, the only one. And she was like, well, my mother had breast cancer, you know, and now I have breast cancer, and I'm like, well, it's everybody. Like, they think it's so special when everyone gets cancer and dies. Like, that's
what
not
a great. What if we just ended the podcast?
But it's almost like the height of narcissism to think that you're going to, you know, you're going to be so brave as to talk about it. in person.
Right.
Whereas all you're doing is just garnering sympathy for yourself.
Well, I guess that's true.
How's that brave? That seems cowardly to me.
By the way, that same thing happened when I started shitting on Bill Hicks, like on message boards and stuff. Rogan started like attacking. He was like, "Do you think you're better than Bill Hicks?" But I didn't want to get into that argument, so yeah. I was just like, "I think open micers are better than Bill Hicks." So like, take me out of this. That's not the argument,
right? He's like, it's a tag, and he said most tags don't make sense, which I thought was interesting.
The funny thing is, David Taylor pointed this out, and all those, the Chris Rock, the big one, the biggest laughs are not the lines people remember.
Right.
Like, he makes those points, and they're great, and then he surrounds them with like, stupid laughs.
Yeah.
And so you don't even notice, like, what you're remembering is not the fucking chuckles.
Right.
That idea of mathematically understanding comedy.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it's not an art, because the reason I know it's not an art is because an art can be interpreted different by you and by me.
Sure.
But if you go and do stand-up, you have to make a noise. You have to make the audience make a noise all together, all at the same time. So then it's craft. It's not art, you know, because...
I think that's correct, but I don't think it's a loss.
Hmm.
I think it's a lot like a magic trick. If I do a magic trick and I say, well, I just did that with a thread, it takes away the magic. But if I tell you everything about the thought process that went into exactly how that thread is used, exactly how the lighting works, exactly how I choreographed everything with that thread. If I bring you fully onto the other side, the mystery ends up being greater, not less.
Comedy is rough when people can feel the need, when they can feel the desperation.
The neediness.
It's all over. Because they need a comedian to lead them. They need, the comedian kind of needs to be a leader.
Oh, yes, yes.
Dave Chappelle.
I want to go on record and say this. I'm going to say comedy's smartest mind. I want to go on record and say that. I mean that. And I mean, you can put us all in the group. I remember me and Chris Rock, I told Chris to meet me at the Comedy Cellar. I wanted to work on some material. And he said he was going to work on some stuff too. So we watched each other. And we were about to give each other notes. And Dave Chappelle comes in and performs. And me and Chris both balled up the shit that we worked on. He was like, "This week we got to go back and figure it out." But he's brilliant, man.
So, what advice do you have for the person who's selling shoes in a small, obscure area suburb of a major city, who at 18 years old has no idea what the fuck they're gonna do with their life, and somehow, some way, what can they do to put things together and have the kind of career that you have, whether they're a stand-up, a writer, any one of these things?
I mean, my advice is simple. First, understand I'm in a position to where I still am doing. You know, I'm not content. I refuse to become content. And I think a lot of people love to talk about what they're going to do. A lot of people love the way it sounds when you say, "I'm going to do this." But you're almost saying it, you know, for approval. You're almost saying it for a response. I don't believe in talking. I believe in doing. So I would say, you know, try your best to become a doer. Surround yourself with other doers. Surround yourself with other people who want something out of life. You know, if you look around and you got five people that enjoy sitting down in the same spot for a large amount of time during the day, 9 times out of 10, you're going to love it as well, because your surrounding has made it comfortable. You have to surround yourself with people that like to get up and move around. And in this business, that's what you need to be. You need to be somebody that gets up, that's not afraid to move around, that's not afraid to figure it out. That not only comes from your surrounding, but it comes from a mindset that you create. You know, at the end of the day, nobody can force you to do anything. You dictate the time of day that you get up. You dictate the time of day that you go to sleep. A lot of people are on that same schedule. The ones that dictate and understand what it takes to make a new schedule that nobody else is on are the ones that are different, are the ones that are winners. I wake up at 5:30 for no reason at all. for no fucking reason at all. I work out at 5:30 in the morning. I could easily work out at 9. I could easily work out at 8:30. But I feel like I got an advantage because I got up at 5:30 and my day starts this early. And now I feel better. Sometimes I go running at midnight. I go do 5, 6, 7 miles. Sometimes I work out twice a day, and in the course of that, my workload is still in the middle. When I'm working on set, I get a gym trailer, bark to the trailer so I can work out before work, shower, be on set. I do that because I never want to feel like I'm not making myself better. Ask yourself, what are you doing to make yourself better? Ask yourself, what are you putting into your 24 hours? At the end of the day, we all get the same 24 hours, but we don't have to use them the same. How do you use yours? What edge are you giving yourself? What are people going to look up and say, God damn, I can't believe you did that? How much sleep are you losing because you want to achieve your goal and your dream? How many times are you getting up panicking because you felt like you forgot to do something that could bring you closer to your dream? That's what makes you a doer. My advice is to follow that. If you don't follow that, then you become a talker. There's a 1 billion to 7 billion talkers out here in the U.S. and all over the world. I'm a producer. I'm about to produce. I'm a DJ. I'm about to DJ. I'm an artist. I'm about to rap, do a single. Yeah, I'm a gymnast thinking about getting back in the gym. I'm a boxer. Everybody got something. Why talk about it? Just do it, man. No pun intended because I'm signed by Nike.
So the money's there, but very few people can take it. And believe me, till you're there, you take it. I once wrote a line, and I love it. I gotta lay it on you. So he says, well, how did you do it? You know, now you're up the ladder. And I say, I ate. And then the tag is, I still take a spoonful a day for fear I lose my taste for it.
That
means you gotta stay home.
How can I put that in the book?
I don't know.
Just go ahead,
I
dare you.
I done took shots of Jay. I done took shots of Yak. I done took shots for C. The 5 couldn't drop me flat. R.I.P. the Frog. R.I.P. the Will. He was just as ill as Will. So I know how Nas feel. Nigga, I'm the greatest. 300 bars was like 15 minutes long. Tell me how many times you played it. How many times you had your documentary stolen and replaced it? That's that 5 million, not the gate shit. And I'm still here. They said I wasn't welcome. Came in the game and then everybody felt them. What your life like? Mine's about getting money and bitches. 6'4s and switches, popping guns with my niggas. What your life like? Mine's about listening to Illmatic in my grandmother's attic, trying to spit above average. What your life like? Mine's about shedding tears when Pac died, swimming in money like the Rothschilds. Nigga, what your life like? Nigga, what your life like? Tell me what your life like. Tell me what your life like.
Shoot.